Okay. All right. That wind is pretty strong out there.
Yeah.
Is this be just a second?
How'd you make them behave, Miss Daisy?
Well, I talk to them sometime, and sometime I switch to them.
When they're little?
Yes.
Just a little switch, just a little ginger.
Switch, would... just stinging.
Yeah.
Didn't try to hurt him, just kind of warning.
And that was, that last, that they
Let
remember that.
Let me ask, tell if he forget it.
Yeah. Look at that, any beauty? That red bird up there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's beautiful. We run out of suet, Miss Daisy.
Said to run out?
Uh-huh.
Look, if I see a piece up there.
Yeah, there's a little piece over on this post. Miss Daisy, where did Marty get all her sense?
Who?
George's wife.
I don't know.
Where'd she come from?
That old lady. She was at home. This is, you see, that's Walt Wooden's daughter.
Oh, that's, oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I knew that. I just, yeah. Well, is he pretty sensible fella?
Who? Well, he as lazy as he can be.
Yeah.
Always have been. But Marcy, she's small, if you haven't met her before. He got one daughter in Dead City, Walt is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got two.
Don't you
I think in New York.
And
two
I'll
or three.
Yeah.
In New York.
Belleville. What?
Yeah, I
have it.
Well, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate that.
Mm,
thanks.
I've never known her that much. Well, I've seen her, you know, but I never heard her talk much.
Mm-hmm.
She just had too much. To,
tell my mom.
Yeah.
She don't talk too much.
She doesn't? Not to you?
No, me and her can talk plenty.
Yeah.
If it ain't nobody ever get me and her, we can have a good chat, just us two.
Mm-hmm.
But she don't talk much. Only thing she talks enough, did she make George get a house there? From the stand. But well, she won't say nothing to him.
Oh, she not?
No. If he'll decide to be a one, he'll build it. If he don't, he won't. Then what is he gonna do?
Well, she gonna let him say it first.
He gonna say it first. And she gonna be where he be.
Yeah.
Now, you know, he ought to have sense enough to fix a place big enough for him and her and they three children. He got them three dependent.
All the rest of them left.
Grown out on their own. Some of these children, they've been staying up there in Gainesville with their sisters and their brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know what happened up there, but one of them that's been staying up there, she done left. She come home here. She stays around there with her ma and pa. Well, I wonder, how do they sleep? Some of them sleep on the floor, or what's the, how is they doing?
Oh, if there is a floor.
I can't I just don't see. Well, she's tired of staying up there, away from home. All right, if they don't do something, well, she'll go somewhere there. I see she got a sister in New Jersey. You see, one of George's girls is up there in New Jersey. Yeah, if they don't make no arrangements, I bet you anything when they know anything, this young woman will be in New Jersey with her sister. Just on the corner. Her parents, Kelsons.
But you and Martha have plenty of things to talk about.
Yes, ma'am. We have plenty of things to talk about. That's as good a woman and as good a friend as I am with.
Is that right? I didn't
know. She don't talk much. But you're talking about a friend, that's one. She's been wanting to. Well, I don't want to take nothing to do with her business, she said. Me and her talk about our business. She used to help me, and I'd help her do things when she moved over there. When her daddy put her out, and she moved over, got a house and moved over there. I had plenty of wood on my yard. So I told her, I said, now, Martha, I said, long is just a piece of wood on this yard. I said, it's two pieces. I said, one of them yours and one of them mine. She said, I think it. George was in Miami at the time. That's where he was. So me and her stayed there. And she could cut wood like a man and would do. When she come to get her some wood, well, then she cut me some, too. I tell her, I said, now, you don't have to cut my wood. I said, you just cut yours and I'll cut mine. So me and you children get my wood. She said, well, one kind deserves another. So you give me the wood, look like I could for to cut you some, too. I said, you can do duck things for me.
How'd she get the wood home, Mr.
Davis?
So, how did she get the wood home?
Well, see, she lived in that little house right there below that big house.
Oh, right next
to I you. Lived in the big house and she lived in the little one.
Yes.
So, we told her that.
Yes. Well, that was handy. Well, you've been right close together all this time.
That's right. And then you see she had a big bunch of children. They could tote it and help cut it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't hard.
And George knocked around the right smart then.
Still knocking around.
Yeah. He don't go off to Miami now.
No, he ain't going to Miami. He may go somewhere else, but he ain't been back yet.
Yeah. That's too far for him now. He don't need to go that far.
And I tell him, George played crazy to his folks and his family. I said, but when he go to Miami and somebody speak to him down there, I say he uses his brains. He gets himself away from there and don't care about it.
Yeah.
And he plays crazy to his family.
Of course, they nurse it, you see.
Yeah.
George, George won't do this. You know George ain't gonna take that. But if he come out there and do something, he got no business. And they tell him, what if you do it again, or if you don't get away from here in such a time, he'll tell you something.
Yeah. He listens to him.
Well, I guess I better get back and I'll see what that old man doing.
Well, we got ready. Got to get ready for this cold weather again, Miss Daisy.
Yes, I'm going by and getting me some wood.
Getting you some wood.
That's right.
It's going to freeze tonight, it says.
So that's what he said. I believe he means.
I think so.
I don't believe he's joking.
It's got all day to get out.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm going to think about a great deal today is that little clear stream up there in Georgia.
Yeah, look,
with you all fishing on
well,
it.
Well, yeah, but all the creeks there, they run clear water unless it rains, you see. And muddy water run off of the soil down into the creek. Well, then the creek would be muddy for a while. Well, other than that, it was just as clear as that woman had you.
Oh.
But you see, you'd have to find, it'd be shallow here, maybe right over there, it'd be a deep hole.
Yeah.
Done washed out in there. That's where we'd fish in holes.
That's where they fish in holes back here in Fish Prairie. They go around and find them holes.
Yeah.
Where the trout is. I haven't seen Isaiah. Is he still around?
He's all right. He's over there. I've seen him yesterday evening.
Mm-hmm. I've been wanting to go down there and visit with him and Miss Bessie, and I just haven't done it. I don't know when to catch him.
No, I can't tell you. He come home, Mr. Marley. She got his supper ready. He come home and eat his supper. If he got to get in some wool, he get in his wool. And he go down there and speak to Dodge. Next time you see me in his car, go on this way or go on that way one. He been got his business tender to. And then he go. He don't stay home like he did when he first come there. So I guess he's gonna find him some other place to go.
Oh.
Well, he always stops at your house.
Yes, sir. Most of the time he stopped there. But he hardly ever come in.
Yeah.
He stopped at the steps and asked me how I'm feeling and something like that. He gone.
And that's all the time he has for you.
That's all he has for me, Mr. Miles. Barley.
Oh, shoot. Miss Daisy, I've got a little fish in here I'm going to give you.
Thank you.
And you come in here and speak to Mother a minute.
Well, I wonder why Miss Bessie and Isaiah couldn't come up here some night after Isaiah gets in that car.
Bessie,
they can...
Bessie, what?
And the Bessie ain't gonna come.
He don't stick in
the she thinks she's sick.
Oh, don't tell me.
She do.
Does she?
She thinks she's sick. I'll tell you that movie. Get out.
Well,
yeah.
Need to get her out.
Yeah.
Need to get out and see, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why she's sick enough to sit right there and then look in the front face. And why she get up and eat something. Then she comes up. What in your heart, me? I don't feel good all the time. Sometimes I don't, but I ain't gonna sit there and see
you whoop. What is that?
Talking about this here?
Yeah.
This was old dress I made me an apron.
Why, that's just beautiful.
Isn't?
Thank you.
Why, it is just beautiful.
I tell her I think she's got one for every day in the week, guys. Haven't you? How many?
I fix them.
I let me see that, Miss Daisy.
And they're
that
all
is pretty.
Look at that. And you starch them.
Yeah.
Miss Daisy.
Yeah. And now, how do you do that, Miss Daisy? You got a pocket in it.
Yes, I've got a pocket. Got two.
Got two pockets. That's nice. Now, what's that down at the bottom? Is that decoration or him or?
Mm-hmm. There. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Yes.
What
I
is
have to do it all, Miss Mama. I ain't going to nobody do it for me.
Well, what do you call that, Miss Daisy?
Well, it's just a little something to make it
pretty.
Make this show up.
Oh.
Oh. What is that? Little black strips?
Little black
tape.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes, what is that? That's flowers, white flowers against,
yes.
So, brown.
Brown, and white flowers.
That's right.
And that was a dress?
Yes. It was my granddaughter's dress. So she gave it to me before she left here, but I think one, she said, here, Grandma, we'll make it apron eyes. You see, somebody got paint all over it.
Oh.
I couldn't get it out, but I said, it won't hurt my apron.
No.
It's not noticeable.
Mm-hmm. You see, if I don't show it, nobody won't know it's there.
No.
And it takes a lot of aprons.
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes it takes people. Of course, you see, make it up and do some yarn. Get them there. Well, if I want to come over here, I've got to clean them, put on them to come over here. If I want to go to the store, I've got to clean them. Well, I'll come back and get that done or that piece.
And go back in the yard.
That's right.
That's easier than
that. Miss Daisy, why did people stop wearing aprons?
Aprons?
Yes.
I don't know. They got too proud.
Why, that's the handiest thing I ever saw.
Well, it is for me. If I ain't got on my apron, I don't feel like I'm fully dressed.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
It's easier to change your apron than it is your dress.
It's easier to change my apron than it is my dress. Easier to wash my apron than it is my dress. Well, let me get over here and see what it's going to do.
Okay.
Hmm?
Let me see now. Oh.